Some say, screw you say, for making me do this project, because I absolutely despise the sound of my own voice. And I hate immortalizing it on recordings, because I hate to listen to it later. Also, I can't really just talk about anything into a recording, because it makes me uncomfortable. So I'm just going to read some excerpts from a journal I've been keeping since San Francisco. I'm searching for it, and it is in quotations here, in San Francisco, just like Kerouac. I think I know something he was looking for, but I'm not claiming anything yet. Sometimes artists disconnect themselves from the world they live in. More often than not, I think, though I don't pride myself in any artistic abilities. The creative version of the world that's nice to look at, artists who listen to. About what has happened and what's going to happen, but I can't be sure. I don't know if Kerouac ever in his life without the distinction of the workings of the world and himself, the observer, but I do know what killed him. I wish I could verbalize what he found in Mexico in his conversations with Neil slash Dean. I facilitated his participation with the world, and even evoked a sense of euphoria at times when I can. I'm looking for it too. Trying to pull myself back to sleep this morning because I didn't have the patience. I went down to Travis and see if he wanted to cuddle on the floor or something, but he said no because the guys were still sleeping there. His hair was messy the way I liked because I woke him. The way his eyes were squinting before I knew we had to go together, I decided to go for a walk. We went down to the docks for the first time. It made sense that it was raining a little. We could have done a tour of the U.S. submarine, which takes for 9 bucks. I wondered who gets up at 8 a.m. on Thursday looking to explore a submarine. We could have gone out to breakfast, but we went grocery shopping at Trader Joe's instead. What enough food for 3 people to have at least 3 good meals and snacks for less than 10 bucks. Grocery shopping makes me feel like a real adult. More than driving a car going to college the first time. The first time I picked up groceries for my mom. Now it's one of the few luxuries that I still don't take for granted. My roommate told me that she saw John Cassidy in his underwear this morning. She seemed disturbed, but I just laughed and said the character. She likes to talk more than I like to listen to her. John Cassidy is magnetic. What a trip. I hang on his every word, trying to realize all the idiosyncrasies that he might have picked up from me. He's hysterical, great at telling stories. I can see him being the hero of a novel. He's one of those personalities that I could never have made up in my mind, but once you meet him, you feel like he's always been there. I'm going to read this next one. Okay, sex. Today, January 6th. What I would give to be in the Christmasness of outside instead of here sweating bullets. This might be one of the biggest libraries I've ever seen. I like that it's right by the art museum, it makes sense. I'd say the layout of what I've seen in the city is just about perfect. I go to the 8:30 to grab a complimentary breakfast downstairs to come in, and we've been go ever since. I left when it was busy. I never have a minute to sit and evaluate, which is exactly what I wanted. When I do have time for myself, I'll read or write or walk or listen and see, and all I am is an observer, and that's all I want to be. Sometimes I forget that I'm just a cluster of 5 senses, and I'm only aware of what's observing me. Thrown into a speeding truck like this trip, all I see is the horizon that's actually really, literally there, and each moment speeds by without regret or anxiety, like he's not after to the boat. I want to stay here in Denver, but I can't believe it's gone for me now. But I won't have any other way. I can't wait to be on a train. Airplanes are all right. I like to take off, but trains are almost timeless to me. I especially love being on the ground below me. The bumps of trains and hills, I make me feel like the bumps take off all the time. I think there's another episode that I want to be asked for. Oh yeah, this one's not so bad. I love Denver, and I wanted to express that on this recording, so I'm just going to read this entry from yesterday. This is from Denver, and I'd only been here for a few hours when I wrote this. It's called June 5th. What is it about Denver that makes me think I could live here for a very, very long time? The air is brisk and feels really good to breathe. The sidewalks are wide, but why do I like that? It's so different to San Francisco. Sleeker, maybe, shinier, less touristy than the places we were at in the last city. I woke up at 5:45. I thought I would just die if I didn't spend the whole day sleeping in the hotel. Denver, I thought I was staying in the middle of a cloud until I saw a few bare trees around the airplane runway. I'm not a morning person, but having things like this to look forward to, like getting up, sort of like pulling off a band-aid, quick and only time to get painful. We waited for a bus for about a half hour, it was freezing, but everyone was in good spirits, and I sort of enjoyed the waiting. I had no idea what to expect. For some reason, I wasn't particularly excited to see Denver. I hadn't imagined it 100 times over in my head before I saw it the way I did with Frisco. As soon as I got on the free shuttle, I knew I would like it here. Any place with free public transportation is open in my book. When we walked out into the street for the first time, something bloomed inside my chest like I was happy for no reason but to be where I am. I used to get that one a lot, but now it takes something really special. The trees are all dolled up with white Christmas lights, but there's nothing tacky about it. Came right after a snowstorm, how fitting. I ate a slice of pizza that had crust that tasted like donuts, but I can't pinpoint what it is that I just love about the city. I had a fantasy as I was walking down the street of me living here after I graduated from Potsdam, and my family came to visit me on Christmas or something. My sister was totally impressed with my choice of city. I take her out, something would make her feel really ideal. A little. I go there to visit a friend at MIT, and she has an amazing relationship with geniuses, really interesting characters with good sensitive humor. For a while, it's my favorite city. I feel like it'd be much easier to navigate my way through Denver than any other city I've ever been to, even Portland. I think it takes a real fool to manage getting lost in Portland, but I had some trouble with it myself. Today, I met dear Anne Ram, which is cool, of course, she must be. I can't imagine having a father like that, with complaints on this end. Mine did a fine job, being able to jam together. She must know so much about being cool. We went to a screening of Pull My Daisy. It was the second time I've seen it, and I liked it even better than the first time. Karen Rock is a real master. I love how you can hear the Frenchisms in his voice, it's so beautiful. Anne Ram did some cool music with a drum and bassist. You never end songs when you want to end. Today he held it out for so long. It's like he's been on something. He plays every song like a philosopher or a play. Now we expect endings to last forever. If he really wanted to surprise us, he would put Tarlan Dill into a 5-7-1 cadence and sold Dill in the bass, and that would be that. I don't think he's going for shock value. Now, Anne Ram's a master. I love listening to these new ideas with such an old style. It's like jazz is being born on my came right in front of me. Our tent went flat, it was like a disco wild on there. And I wanted to dance all my shapes out like nothing I've had to do before, but it's just some goddamn contestant, because everyone knows what kind of magic is going down with us. You know, these events really attract me before you think about what we did. Good question. I'm glad I came. I wonder if I like Denver so much just because I'm really happy here. But what makes me feel so good? I probably wasn't getting an hour of sleep on a cool floor and sitting on another plane only to